This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour 4, G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Time for an edition of Football's Finest. As Cowboys Twitter getting a little spicy here this afternoon, Chief.
How about that? Yeah, brought us in between runs to the John after
I taste bad today.
Bit of a wing debacle. Might have had a little bit of soy sauce.
Maybe something.
In that barbecue sauce there, the chicken wings running through my guy. He's punting halfway through segments to go handle biz. I'm feeling for you right now. I am. Your pants. Yeah.
I just don't want to.
There's that diaper shortage with
you. Wearing some khakis too, right?
Yeah.
I've got the blue shorts on today.
I thought you had some khakis, brother.
Yeah, I just don't
want to brown those blues.
Yeah. Don't want to do that.
Well, okay, so what is taking place with Dez Bryant
right
now? What's going on?
Dan Rogers blogging the boys tweeted 20 hours ago. If Dez Bryant didn't have maturity concerns coming out of college, he would have been the first wide receiver drafted in 2010. Talent alone, he was top 10 worthy pick. Lacks elite speed, not a great separator, but a hell of a ball hawker. Tech McMillan is like Dez, but without the drama, wrote Dan Rogers. And then has Dez Bryant replied to this?
Yeah,
he tagging Dez in these, or was he just subtweeting him? Okay. He was just basically writing about Tet McMillan being a less baggage version of Dez, I guess.
Yeah, and then Gotta Love Me, who is on Twitter, he says, at this, I guess how Dez saw this. He says, at Dez Bryant's game speed was amazing. All them speed routes he'd score on, short plays he turned to break, touchdowns, doesn't show slowness, SMH. And then Dez got into the fray and said he's a B word and a hater.
That of Dan Rogers.
And Dan Rogers then said, hey, I didn't write your draft profile. The Dion S, the dishonesty and how you handle things, I didn't make that up. That's on you, man. Maybe I'm wrong, and you're in fact more mature than I give you credit for, as responded to you calling me a B word and a hater.
Well, that's fun. Dez saying this afternoon that Dan guy is a B word. As soon as I called him out, he wanted to play victim. Now, I like Dan Rogers' content. I don't think he was trying to go after Dez here.
No.
I think Dez has grown up a lot, as everybody has.
Some people are saying, Dan, you should have kept that to yourself. And Dan saying, I decide what opinions I share and what opinions I keep to myself. If my words upset you, then take the appropriate measures.
There you go. So he's standing on it.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, I love it, man.
But then Dez wrote something really long. Dez wrote a really long...
How many B words?
Okay, here we go. Oh, man, this thing's long. You don't want me reading this.
I do, actually. I love hearing you read this like popcorn in class. We throw it to the guy that can't really do it.
I can't read very well.
Come on, though.
I can't.
Okay, I like this.
Everybody just starts philosophical
from
Dez.
That can't read.
You're trying to read all the paragraphs? I'm number six. I'm the sixth paragraph. Yeah. Let me get ahead of it right now.
Okay, this is Dez. He says, before social media, the athlete's voice was controlled. We had no voice. The media could write whatever they wanted, and the majority of the world would believe it. At one point, I honestly felt that the reason athletes were getting paid millions of dollars was because we had to deal with organized unfair criticism. Yeah, I come from a bleeped up background, but it never made me. Whenever I asked for help in areas they said I needed, everything that was presented was used against me. I may not articulate myself in what most of you consider the norm, but I'll put my brain, morals, and integrity up against anybody. Most of the time growing up rough, you become a product of the environment. I'll argue otherwise about me. My moment is being prepared for the world to see. Yeah, right on.
Dez Bryant getting after it on Twitter. I think he makes some good points there, too.
Yeah.
In regards to just the level of voice now that the athletes actually have.
They have a lot.
And they can give their sort of side of things in a way that they really just couldn't.
The only way to do it back in the day was to be fake and just be like shirt tucked in guy, you know, hey, I'm going to do the robot answer thing, you know, and I don't want to say that's necessarily fake. For some people, it is their genuine, boring personality. You know, they're just super polite and professional 24/7. But a lot of other people are like, man, I don't want to have to be fake to get acceptance, you know, and the media has the wrong idea about me without social media. There's no way for me to change that narrative.
Dawson, somebody in the 682 is texting in wanting to know the name of your wing sauce.
Orange Magic.
Okay,
right?
So the wing marinade is Frank's Red Hot.
Oh.
That's what you marinate it in overnight and perhaps reapply throughout the cooking process. And then I use Matt Pittman's Meat Church Holy Gospel rub and then maple syrup to finish before I flash them on a grill, get them a little crispy.
To create the one and only Orange Magic.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Which is impressive.
Smoked are good, too.
Really dang good. Yeah. Okay, so we got a little football's finest here, and then we'll get into to some Augusta's finest. But Ian Rappaport with the news earlier in the hour, suddenly the Saints have a major QB question. Derek Carr now dealing with a shoulder injury that threatens his availability for this season, weighing his options and potentially going to have to get surgery. So Derek Carr obviously was pretty much on the last year of his time in New Orleans. Plenty of mock drafts have the Saints taking a quarterback, Shedeur Sanders, maybe Jackson Dart there at pick number 9. This almost all but guarantees it, does it not? If he, I mean, not only is he banged up now, he might not be able to play at least to start the season or at all this season, quarterback with a shoulder injury and might need surgery. That is going to make the Shedeur Sanders to the Saints all but
no
obvious.
Later than 9. You think 9's the floor on him, or do you think that's where he is going to go?
I think that's where he's going to go. If he gets past,
I wonder if the Saints get a little antsy and feel like they need to move up for him.
Yeah, if he gets past Cleveland at 2, then you're kind of in a situation there. Do you think the Giants would take him at 3?
I really don't think
the Giants are going to take him.
Patriots, no.
No.
Jags, no.
No.
Doesn't seem like the Raiders want to do that with the Geno Smith stuff, but I guess there's an outlier chance that could happen.
Sure.
And then the Jets, same thing. Justin Fields, probably not a forever franchise guy, but you could make the argument that they're good there for now.
And I'd block that if I was Deion. I'm just calling Woodrow and saying, dude, don't even think about it. We're not coming to the Jets.
Yeah, that's one of those organizations you're like, I'll strong arm my guy out of there. So, yeah, I think the Saints are the most obvious one. And it was pretty likely even before this news. But now with this news about Derek Carr maybe missing the start of the season or perhaps all of the season for the Saints next year, Shedeur, New Orleans, collision course.
If he gets past that, is it Indianapolis with
Pittsburgh at 21? I think Pittsburgh. Do you think Indianapolis would do it?
I don't with the Daniel Jones factor, and then still the Anthony Richardson and stuff.
There's another general manager there trying to save his job.
Yeah,
Chris Ballard's in a bad spot there. I think it's Pittsburgh at 21, Rams at 26 would be the quarterback. I think would that be the ceiling? Would the ceiling be considered 26? Is that right? Did I do that right?
I think that's the floor.
I guess you'd go, you'd flip it. Ceiling,
okay, the floor.
Ceiling is Saints at 9, floor is Steelers at 21.
The ceiling is the roof.
That's right, MJ.
There we go.
So, that's where that stands right now. So we've had some quarterback dominoes go down today. Flacco ends up in Cleveland. You have Drew Lock back in Seattle. And then now you have the Derek Carr news. So that is definitely going to be, and Shedeur Sanders already the biggest name and and really the biggest question when it came to the draft. Maybe we just got some answers there with the Derek Carr news. Okay, your Masters leaderboard, still Justin Rose leading the way at number one. DeChambeau, 7-under at number two. He's in the sole place of number two. And then you got a bunch of dudes tied at three, including Rory and Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, it should be a great weekend.
It's going to be awesome, dude. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
I can't believe Rory's back in position to possibly finish the career slam here after yesterday's finish.
Boy, that was awful yesterday.
I thought he'd come out and bogey one and end up firing 78. And
sure, just kind of shoot himself right out of the tournament.
Yeah. I do need to clean some things up from crosstalk because I said Rory was playing with some divorce fuel.
Yeah.
But apparently they walked the divorce back.
They made up after the round yesterday.
No, apparently this goes back to even at the time
she saw he might be
the divorce news, and then it was a quick turnaround to, never mind, we're going to try and stick this thing
conversation
out
with the lawyer.
Yeah, it's a good call.
They start laying out those assets and everything. He's like, you know what? We can't probably work on this.
She's not that bad.
Yeah. Awkward. What did she do? Did we hear? Did she embarrass him publicly?
No, I don't think it was any public embarrassment.
I think it's him.
I think just the responsibility of being a father and a husband while trying to balance being one of the greatest golfers in the world.
You know what it is.
You know, the work-life balance stuff. It's tough.
They have a 4-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
And you can imagine at
Poppy,
some point,
I think
at some point in the last year, they said, hey, daddy's going to go live somewhere else. I'll see you twice a month. That little 3-year-old freaked out. They said, hell no. Let's try this again.
It's painful. It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's tough for me to leave for work every single day with a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old. So I get it. But yeah, he's happy wife and happy life in right now. And he's feeling good. Tied at three at the Masters.
And the missus is a smoke, you know?
Yeah.
I can see him rethinking that.
Oh, Scotty just missed birdie. I wasn't talking about her being a smoke. He just missed birdie.
Scotty missed the birdie
on 14, so he'll stay at six. He's made his way back. Man, it's been up and down today. He's been 4, 6, 8, back to four.
This is what I want, though, man. I mean, Rose, DeChambeau, Scheffler, McIlroy. If you can tell me that's your top 3 or 4 there going into Sunday, that'll make Sunday just incredible.
Mm-hmm. How old is Justin Rose now? Is he like 45? This guy's...
I remember when he was 19.
He's 44 years old. Holy cow. Yeah.
Well, sitting at 12, the American Patrick Reed, actually now at 13. He's 3-under. But yesterday...
His putting. He was talking about his putting. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's what we're gonna listen to Patrick Reed after yesterday's round. Patrick, how did you feel about your putting performance in round one?
Hold on, let me grab that, brother.
Oh, yeah, no problem, no problem.
Patrick Reed, the man whose family lives in Augusta.
Yeah.
It's
a home game for him.
Fascinating. Well, he's alienated from his family at the same time.
They don't want him.
Doesn't talk to mom and dad. They're golf obsessed. He's golf obsessed. They can't come together over the sport.
Piss poor. Putted like a blind man. Just kept leaving them a little short, and just when I finally got the ball to the hole, didn't have the right read, so putted horridly. Not going to win golf tournaments, not going to, you know, putt in the way I putted today. You got to give putts a chance. Leaving them short, there's just no need for that. You want to break it. You want to break the putter. That's what you want to do.
You didn't.
No. Yeah. Should have. So, I mean, I was hitting it fine. Ball striking wasn't the problem. The flat stick's on vacation and needs to kind of show up. Needs to get on a flight and meet me here.
Did it sound like maybe he drank a pint of Jack Daniels before that interview? Like, I got to drink off this putting real quick, guys. I'll be right back for the interview.
Not going to believe it. Tournament's not going to, you know, putt in the way I putted today. You got to give putts a chance.
I was putting drunk today.
Give me a double.
I do love that self-awareness, though, that brutal honesty with himself. But he's still sitting pretty tied for 13th right now.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. How about what was bad? Nick Dunlap, one of the single worst rounds in Masters history yesterday.
Shot a 90, huh?
Shot a 90. And the funniest part about it is he didn't have a 3-putt at any point during the course of the round.
How many water hazards he hit?
He became just the 11th golfer to fail to break 90 in the first round of the Masters after carding 18 over on Thursday afternoon. Mm. It's the first time a player has failed to break 90 since Ben Crenshaw shot a 91 in the first round of the 2015 Masters. Only 4 players have achieved the unwelcome feat since the year 2000.
But Ben Crenshaw was like 60-something years old, I think, when he did that. I mean, he was like the next year they said, Ben, you're not playing anymore.
Is that the rule? You fire a 90, you're done skiing.
Yeah. You're just embarrassing everyone.
Hacking up the course.
Yeah.
Now, we'll wrap things up here with, according to ESPN, it's become a very lucrative venture for John Daly, just posting up at the Hooters in Augusta and cleaning up, selling merch at a rapid rate. He sold $780,000 worth of merch last year.
Oh, my goodness.
He's selling hats for $40. He's autographing balls for $10 and boxes of cigars that go for $250.
Holy cow.
So he's just posted up, ripping heaters, drinking booze, exactly what he would be doing if he was anywhere else in the world. He just happens to be sitting at a Hooters in Augusta, and he's just raking it in, bro.
Doesn't even need to play. He's going to make a lot more money doing that. Just go to the majors. Live it up. Crack your Miller Lights and Diet Cokes and smoke heaters. Thank you, Chief.
Yes,
find
sir.
Us in the books. Let's get out of here. Eric Nadel joins us next, live from Seattle, to talk about Rangers, Mariners, and everything else going on with your baseball team.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time for the Eric Nadel Show, and then your phone calls as what you're drinking, what you're thinking, coming up in about 10 minutes. Eric Nadel Show brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care and by TXU Energy, the expressway presented by the on-time experts. As Eric Nadel said to join us here, live from Seattle, it is a Jacob DeGrom night. That is fun. Justin Rose still in the lead, 8-under. DeChambeau and Tyrell Hatton at 7-under. Hatton's still on the course there through 15, so he could be leading. Rory McIlroy, 6-under, along with Connors, and Scheffler is back to 6-under. Our guy Jordan Spieth now in danger of potentially missing the cut, Brian. It's been a fall from grace over this last decade.
Boy, I tell you what, he just had a very difficult bunker shot. He got it within reasonable distance here, but we'll see. Coming down the stretch, his game is faltering bad right now.
Man, we've talked a lot about Shedeur Sanders today. You know, and I brought up his completion percentage. I was like, man, this is ungodly. But then I started thinking about Tim Couch. How is that comp? Even though you're talking about massive different heights,
and 25-year difference. But I remember Couch was super accurate, but they said, man, he's got all these short throws. And, you know, maybe that's what has propped up Shador to this extent, that he's in consideration for two, but could fall into the 20s. Okay, a lot of different opinions on that as Eric Nadel joins you now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I am doing great. It's a beautiful, crisp day in Seattle. The roof is open, the sun is out, and we are excited.
How much would you love to see the Rangers make a statement here against these Mariners? Is this going to be their closest competition in the division?
Who knows? But one thing, it's always difficult for the Rangers to win here. It doesn't seem to matter whether Seattle's having a great year or not. The Rangers really struggle to score here, and they really have a hard time winning here. Matt looked it up today. They're 8-32 here in their last 40 games at the former Safeco, now called T-Mobile Park.
Dang, that's really saying something. Well, at least you got DeGrom on the hill tonight. That should improve their chances.
You would think so. You know, he was a little bit shaky last time out. He said he was fighting his mechanics even more than in the previous start. Honestly, he didn't really look like Jacob DeGrom to us. You know, he looked like a pretty average major league pitcher in that game. You don't expect it to happen two games in a row, so we'll see what he has in store for the Mariners. You know, they're not a high-scoring team once again this year. You know, they are really battling to score runs. They're 13th in the league, you know, averaging under 3.5 runs per game, and the Rangers don't usually score here, but they usually score off Bryce Miller. They've beaten him all four times that he's gone to the mound against them with an ERA of over 8. So on paper, anyway, it's a nice matchup for the Rangers.
Eric, another thing I know about Seattle is that I believe this is a road trip that you would likely never miss if you could possibly help it.
You're right. You're right. When I make out my schedule, I pencil these two visits in. Now that we don't go three times, I certainly don't want to miss it. We had an off day here yesterday. You know, even though it was kind of gloomy and rainy, the night was fantastic. The Old 97s, world's greatest band ever from Dallas, was playing at the Crocodile, which is a spectacular historic music venue here. And Matt and I and our engineer here, Lloyd Glazier, got to go and see the show as guests of Rhett Miller and the band, hang out with them afterwards, and just had a big old time celebrating the rock scene in Seattle.
Can you give us some Jock Peterson hopium, Eric?
we're waiting for the guy to show up who's actually Jock Peterson and having him chase away whoever's been wearing Jock Peterson's uniform.
Eric Nadel joining you here on The Fan. How about throwing the guys out? These base runners are really having some success. Is you think that's a sample size thing, or something in the process needs to be fixed?
Something needs to be fixed. You know, it is a small sample, but the Rangers have been facing teams that run a lot. The Red Sox run a lot. Tampa Bay runs a lot. Cincinnati runs a lot. And here they face a team that's actually really leading the league in stolen bases. Seattle not only leads in stolen bases, they also lead in walks. They don't hit very well, but they get on base and they steal bases. So, you know, if you can limit the walks against them, you don't have to worry as much about the stolen bases. But clearly the Ranger pitchers need to do a better job of giving the catchers a shot.
And again, that starts with DeGrom tonight. You know, when I think of a 36-year-old ace, I'm reminded of all these guys that we've seen over the years, Pedro and Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson, that go into their late 30s. Verlander just did it. What are the chances of that happening? Like, is that common that an ace can be 36, 37, 38 and still be really good?
Yeah, I think it happens more now, you know, with increased emphasis on nutrition and preserving the pitcher's arms by, you know, not letting them throw as many pitches and all that. I think you're seeing more and more pitchers who are able to do that. Adam Wainwright finally retired from the Cardinals, you know, at 41. And, you know, he was still their ace until the end. So I think you're actually seeing it more and more now.
Hey, Eric, I don't have much on the baseball front, but I wanted to thank you for letting me be a part of your birthday bash with the auction stuff. I really appreciate you reaching out, and hopefully somebody wants to go to lunch or go to dinner with me as part of that.
Yeah, this is fantastic. You know, my birthday benefit's coming up on May 29th. at the Longhorn Ballroom. Tickets are on sale at longhornballroom.com. It benefits Grant Halliburton Foundation. Shiny Ribs and Secret Sisters will be doing the performing, and we will have a huge live and silent auction. And one of the things we've had great success with in recent years is pairing up local media celebrities with restaurants and letting auction winners go to dinner. Yeah. We've done it with Mike Bassick for the last couple of years. Now that he has abandoned the radio station for the dark side, for the world of television, we've decided we'll still do one with Mike Bassick, but we also want the radio show represented. And I know there a lot of Cowboy fans want to pick your brain, Brian. So we're going to auction off a lunch or dinner with Brian Broaddus as part of that auction. The auction won't go live until about a week before the show, but May 29th is the date. Don't wait to get your tickets at longhornballroom.com.
I appreciate you doing that. Thank you, sir.
Just make sure that Broaddus steers clear of the barbecue wings. That would be the one. That'd be the one tip there, Eric. he's been struggling today. I do have a question.
So we want to do a barbecue place for him, or we don't.
No, it's just the barbecue wings. They're not sitting right. He's got a soy sauce issue, I think.
I have a soy sauce issue, Eric, and I think it's affecting me today. But any place you pick will be fine for me. I'll champion on. Trust me, I'll get it done for you.
All right.
Eric Nadel, the
might have to hit the restroom a few
times. I might
show
up sober, though, Eric, too. That's another thing. Please, don't worry about that, right?
Eric, what you drinking? What you thinking up there, buddy?
Well, in Seattle, what we're drinking is coffee. I had coffee from four different places today.
Wow.
So I'm a little bit wired. Keep in mind, it's only 3:30 here. But that's what we do here in Seattle. And what I'm thinking is this is going to be a fantastic weekend. You know, the temperatures are going to be in the 50s probably, maybe slide into the 40s by the time the game is over. So compared to what it was like for the boys in Chicago earlier this week, it's balmy. We're going to have a great time.
Eric, if you're Bruce Bochy, at what point would your loyalty to Marcus Semien as the leadoff hitter sort of run dry?
Mine would probably have run dry already, to tell you the truth. You know, Boch, who has to manage people, you know, as well as a ball game, you know, has a feel for that. And I don't know how many other options he has. You know, probably his best option was Langford, if he's going to take Semien out of the leadoff spot. Josh Smith, you know, is an option. Smith is actually, you know, hitting third tonight and playing Langford's position in left field. I imagine that's primarily what we will see, you know, while Langford's on the injury list. But, you know, once Langford is back, I think that's the time, if Marcus hasn't picked it up, to maybe slide one of those two guys into the leadoff spot.
Did we get any update on Wyatt here the last couple of 36 hours?
Haven't gotten it yet. You know, we haven't had a chance to talk to Bochy yet today, so I'm sure we'll get that when we go down there in just a little bit.
Right on. Well, have a great weekend up there, sir. We'll chat with you next Friday.
Thanks, guys.
There he is. Hall of Fame voice of your Texas Rangers, Eric Nadel, here with you on 105.3 The Fan. All right, it is the Expressway, brought to you by the on-time experts, of course. Eric Nadel, brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care. So salute to all of our great sponsors here throughout the day, and TXU Energy as well, bringing you Eric Nadel. All right, it is time now for the one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right, what you drinking and what you thinking is here on The Fan. And there's only a couple of rules. Answer the questions. And don't be operating heavy machinery at the time of your phone call. That does include an automobile at 877-881-1053. See three legends on the line already. There are a couple of lines open. If you'd like to pick up the phone and ring in, this might be your night to get on. I'm drinking the 12-ounce Stella Artois alcohol-free, and it's an outstanding NA beverage.
Yes, sir.
Highly recommend them. And I'm thinking about Home Zone. Have you seen this parody commercial they ran today?
No.
So Home Zone is a local furniture company.
Yeah.
You got
I got some clips for you if you want to get. I mean, you can still say it, but I got clips.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's great.
We'll have clips coming up in LA Live. Good Beautiful. Broaddus?
I am currently drinking a Gatorade, and I just want to go on and say thank you to Zach Wolchuk for when he was down in Austin. He made a delivery for me for my son Bennett. And
that was that shirt yesterday.
Yeah, 3/4 zip.
I thought you were going to do a wardrobe change in the middle of the show for a while. Might have to with his pants today.
No, I'm good. Thank you, though. And, Eric, I always appreciate you bringing up my difficulties on air.
Sorry.
You know, whether it's drunkenness or bowel problems, whatever.
Tripping in parking lots.
Falling down. Yeah. You just seem to take great delight. You seem to take great delight in me bringing you wings and just me getting punished by eating the wings. So I'm glad you had your 64, the 80 wings that I bought today.
No good deed goes unpunished, Brian.
Lucius, I hope you and Gavin got enough wings as Eric was acting like he hadn't seen food in 3 weeks.
Oh, don't act surprised.
Oh, geez,
Brian. That's what you wanted.
No.
He crushed like 20 in 5 minutes. It's beautiful.
Funny. I was worried. Honestly, he snuck back here before you and Lucius got here. And he started, and then he was on a pace where they were all going to be gone. And then he realized that you and Lucius needed some.
Let me dial it back a little
bit. And then you came in, and he kind of saw you guys were just kind of, I have a few of the Cajun ones. And then Lucius got his plate. And then my man just pulled up like he was at the feed trough.
At that point, I'm in mop-up duty.
Yeah. And
I got this.
And I was afraid. I tried to get one or two out of there before he ate the other 36.
Yeah.
Of the ones I
almost
ordered.
Lost a finger.
So, hey, congratulations. You know, I'm suffering right now, but I hope you had a great day lunch.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I'm drinking some delicious organic, I believe it to be Peruvian coffee, courtesy of Spitzy. Mm. Absolutely delicious.
The Andes.
And I'm thinking about tomorrow, I am taking my dog.
Peruvian.
I'm taking my daughters to the movie theater for the first time. Now, my older two have gone with my parents before. They saw Lion King and something else, but I've never taken my kids to the movie theater before.
Yeah.
But there's a new animated King of Kings Life of Jesus movie that has come out this week.
Sweet.
Angel Studios produced it. It's got, Forest Whitaker's one of the voices, Pierce Brosnan one of the voices. It's Charles Dickens that is the narrator of the whole thing. Looks pretty outstanding.
Nice.
And I'm excited about that. So we'll see how the first voyage to the theater goes with the little ones.
Yeah, I think a really strong eye contact freak out, like, I can't believe you've just raised your voice in this movie theater, has to be your go-to move.
I'm setting the tone
just
early.
Freeze them. Yeah, I think you got it in you, Chief.
Thank you.
There's Lucius. What you drinking? What you thinking?
I've had about half a gallon of water today, a little bit more than that, man. It's called alkaline water, but it's in a bottle, so by the time I get it, it's probably not even alkaline anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm also drinking this thing called a BioLite.
Oh.
BioLite. IV in a bottle.
Yes. It's very good, popular genre of drinks, I feel like, right now.
It really is.
They're awesome.
Because everybody's drinking themselves to death.
Yeah, we got to recover all day.
Ever since that pandemic, bro, it's been alcoholics out here. Thinking about my Saturday morning routine, you know how I do.
Yep.
Cleaning the crib, turn on my favorite podcast. Might wake up and make up.
Okay.
Watch some Black Mirror. And I'm thinking about catching this movie. You're talking about movies there, Eric. Sinner.
Michael B.
Yeah. I might try to catch that around the corner.
And Josh Allen's fiance. That kissing scene, there's at least one of them. Damn. It's aggressive.
I'm going to see what it is. I'm going to see what it do, bro.
Right on, well, let's hit these phone calls.
I'm
going
to walk over there, too, to the movie theater because they charge you like $45 a park sometimes.
They're charging to park now at the movie theater?
If there's an event. Yep.
Crazy.
Where I live. Wow.
I see over here on hold we have the ghost of Kenny from Quinlan. So that sounds very... We're going to start with the ghost?
I mean, if you want to.
Let's do this. Line 9, we jump to the bottom, and the ghost of Kenny from Quinlan calling into the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking and what you thinking, sir?
What's up, guys? I'm drinking some Pure Leaf tea with a little splash of that rock and roll tequila.
Yeah. All righty.
All right.
Let's make it good.
Here we go.
What you thinking?
I'd like to say shout out to Mama, Papa, Greg Broadus.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, how's everybody doing today?
Man.
And what I'm thinking, I'd also like to give a shout out to my grandson Landon. Yeah. I'm watching over you.
And Max.
Landon, out there playing hockey. And what I'm thinking is that a long time ago, there was a little boy that his name was Jerry. And
he,
no, I'm just playing, guys. I don't got nothing else, but I just
want to. Those hockey-playing grandsons, Landon and Max, and salute to you, sir.
I like that.
Well tried.
Thanks for calling in. And
well done.
I like that.
I think you honored him well.
He did. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't got anything else.
I'm not. He usually did have a history lesson for us, though. But he was putting the work in, dude. You don't just come up with that in 30 seconds.
In 1962.
Polo and Garland, you're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking and what you thinking?
What's going on, people? Hey, I put it to you like this. There'll never be another Kenny, man. I'm sorry. Yeah. But what I'm drinking is a little lemon lime Kool-Aid that I made a couple hours ago. But I've got a bad AWS Michelob Ultra in the refrigerator. My homeboy left over here about a month ago, so I wouldn't drink that up. And I want to give a shout out to my girl. Even though we got into it early, I still love her. You know, she get on my doggone nerves. Now, I got a question for you, Gavin, because you must be the basketball dude, man. Okay. I know deep down in your heart, I know you still love the Portland Trail Blazers.
Sure.
But with the number one pick that the Dallas Wings got Monday, I know Paige Beckers said that she really don't want to come to Dallas. What is it about Dallas that people just hate? And other than Paige Beckers, do you see anybody else us getting? Because right now, Paige Beckers is really going to be the best athlete that Dallas has as far as sports going on. She's going to be the face of Dallas sports since Luka gone. I was hoping both of them were going to be here. I mean, like, just imagine how Dallas would have felt with having two white people as leaders of basketball, Paige Beckers and Luka. But Luka gone. But who do y'all think is the face of Dallas sports right now, especially you, Gavin? I know you're the basketball dude. And Lucius, shout out to my homeboy from Tony that died a couple weeks ago. Yeah. If you can hit me with some Tony, I feel good for this Friday. Break it down for me, Lucius. Gotta go. Bye, y'all. Bye-bye.
There he goes. Polo and Garland, that's a great question. Like, who is the guy right now in DFW sport? I think it's probably still Dak, if I'm being honest. He is the most recognizable. He's got the most national endorsement deals, but he's not the best player. You know, the best player for the Cowboys had to be CeeDee or Micah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody on the Stars really captures the city's attention as for as many awesome players as they have. Is it Corey Seager? I don't think so. He's too quiet.
Right.
You know?
But he meets the...
Yeah, he's good enough.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So yes, I believe Paige Beckers is coming, but there's another gal, I forget her name, and then there's a French giant gal. So there's a point guard and then there's a giant kid. If Paige Beckers did want to block, that you'd still be in pretty good shape with.
And to be fair to Paige, I mean, this wouldn't be the first time there was a WNBA player who was anti the Big D. You know what I mean?
Wow, Chief. I don't know what it is about Dallas. I guess it's just not a great basketball city.
Malanga?
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce
Dominique
it.
Dominique Malanga?
Yeah.
She's the big man from French.
She's projected to go second overall. She's from France. Dominique Malanga.
Let's go to line two, Rodeo Ron. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Ron, what you got?
I'm drinking that H2O, baby. There you go. Episode 30, day 33 of being sober. And what I'm thinking is about draft 101. Brian, if I was you, I would wear a zebra shirt. Because I know I'm bringing popcorn because I have a feeling there's going to be some action between Bobby Bell and Zach Wilczek and maybe X. But on the cool, what I think y'all should do is a live rap battle. And let's just get it down and let's see who's the best rapper there is. And remember one thing, if you're not hanging out with Ron, sober, listen to that, G-Bag Nation.
Where have you at, baby?
Sober.
I love it, Ron. Congratulations, man. 33 days strong.
This will be the first time that Ron's come to Draft 101 and been sober.
Yes.
Now, last year, we were at the Star. He was
double-fisting moonshine.
I think he had something in the Yeti Cup that day.
the 360 asking, did Kenny pass? Yes, he did.
He did.
About a year ago.
Yeah.
It was very sad. Maybe 6 months ago? I forget the exact day. I know Rodeo Ron reminded us last time, but it's been a while. And it still doesn't sit right with us. Maybe one of the saddest what you drink and what you think of developments we've ever had.
Yeah.
But Big Jim is next here in the G-Bag Nation. He always brings it. Jim, happy Friday to you. What you drinking, what you thinking?
Well, Gavin, happy Friday back to you. I'm drinking a little whiskey as always on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a great way to spend the day. Well, you can spend the day, you can spend the afternoon, but now I'm just doing that. And then did a little walking, trying to get my health better. I want to say a couple things. Thinking about that intro they did for Luca the other night, that's pretty good. Yeah. And it just begs the question, why in the hell did you get rid of them?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
And it was just horrible, you know, from that standpoint. You know, you realize this kid grew up in Dallas, you know, a 19-year-old boy is a boy.
Yeah.
Secondly, Chief, you really did a good job on your comeback thing to Bobby.
Thank you.
You're very talented. You're kind of sneaky smart. I've always thought that about you. Sometimes you kind of play, you know, a bro, but, you know, I think you're sneaky smart,
you
really
ain't playing,
smart
bro.
Fella. And listen, it's great to have Lucius back. The other fellas did all right, you know, of course, but having Lucius in the Pimp Cup is always good. It's like all things right, brings balance to the universe. Brian, thanks for all your many hours of programming.
Sure.
Shoot, I was soaking in the hot tub the other night listening to you and Vox. I'm telling you, it's just there's so much going on, and yeah. I tell you, it's fun. I watch your Dallas Cowboys show too. It's real good. Listen, y'all have a great week. Thanks for the joy, and love you. And I'll talk to you next week.
Salute, Jim. Great to hear from you, man.
Nothing better.
Glad to hear you're walking.
Nothing better than the Southern gentleman that says "Pimp Cup," right?
Yeah, like I have you in there in the Pimp Cup.
In the Pimp Cup,
the world is right when you're in the Pimp Cup. I'll tell you what, Lucius.
I loved the way he said that.
Walton Waco, let's get a couple more in here before LA Live. Walton Waco, what you doing? What you drinking? What you thinking?
Drinking that Natty Light, baller on a budget. And I'm still thinking that I'm going to call in next week or one day and tell you, hey, guys, you ain't going to believe this nightmare that I had. The love child of Mama June and Fat Bastard from Austin Powers had a baby. He bought the Mavericks and traded Luka.
Oh!
And I'm also thinking, I'm going to have a great weekend. It's my girl's birthday, Rebecca, this weekend. She decided instead of doing anything else, even though I gave her a decent budget, she wanted to go play homeless for the weekend and go camping. And just drink beer and have a good time at the river all weekend. So happy birthday to my girl, Becca. I don't deserve you. I'm a hard man to love, and I love you, baby.
Clearly. Thank you very much, Walton Waco. And let's finish up before we get to LA Live with Line 5, Magic Mike. What you drinking? What you thinking?
My boys, how are y'all doing today? Is everybody having a good Friday?
Yes, sir.
Excellent,
you?
Sir. Thank you.
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm drinking a little Twisted Tea Manganata. Sounded entertaining, and it's definitely fitting the bill. There's a couple things I'm thinking about. Number one, like, I feel like at some point Dallas is going to sell. They're going to Vegas. That's just what the deal is. Mm. And I don't know if I'd be more disappointed, because we had so much trouble trying to get a star here after Dirk, and we okey-doked Klay Thompson and Kyrie. Mm. Well, to see what we could do. I don't know if I'll be more disappointed. The person that's coming to pick my daughter up for the prom tomorrow, because I'll be there, or the whole town of Dallas for getting rid of Luka. Like, I just don't understand it. And that video was just salt in the wound.
It did hurt.
Anyway.
Appreciate you, Magic Mike.
Have a great weekend and take care.
Have a great weekend. Yeah. There he goes.
Yeah.
Some terrific pipes and great thoughts.
We got some legendary voices that come on this thing. Yeah.
Funny dudes as well. Thanks, everybody, for making the content happen here and what you drink and what you think. And every Friday, it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has LA Live.
All right, you squares.
Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have it. It'll make you dance some of everything. Everybody get high.
You killed that verse, man, on that Ain't I. You said,
you got to know the boy.
Come on, come on.
Futuristic Ain't I.
Come on, man.
My worker make the J's do the jump, man.
Come on, man.
You got to know, this the remix right here. Grand Hustle, baby, it's the Kings right here.
Man.
You got to know, we grab it. Pack extra slappy. Don't I love my vegetables, extra cheese and broccoli. Don't young lay like the kick like karate. Don't I be with everybody serving everybody.
Man.
Little young L.A. right there. I love that.
Don't be with Jay Money serving everybody.
That is fire.
Hey, this is L.A. Live for Friday, April 11th, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here at L.A. Live. People, we made it. We busting out. Another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books. Hold on. I love
love you, Rick. I love Rick. I love Rick. I do love Rick, man. But I just got to get the vibe right on a Friday. Let's see what we got in here. Folder. Oh, yeah. Oh. Let's enjoy this weekend. But before we do, allow me to remind you. Avoid the law, dogs. Mind your speeds. I mean, mind your speeds. My son got hit by a BMW going way too fast the other day. So mind your speeds. And then there was a follow-up I've been thinking about. When I brought the situation up yesterday about my son's accident, Dawson says that he learns every time that he has an accident.
I noticed that, too.
The follow-up is, how many damn accidents have you had, fam?
Three.
Jeez.
Well, I thought it was funny because 24 hours earlier, he was talking about watching the Luca... It is
while driving. Yeah.
Going slow and paranoid, by the way. I'm well aware of how dangerous it is.
I'm aware, guys.
Hilarious, dude.
I don't need your fingers. I'm aware.
Yeah, but the first wreck I got into, I was 16, and I had my license for like 3 months. And the guy, I was trying to turn right. The guy in front of me was going too slow. So I went middle lane, back to right lane. The pavement was wet going downhill.
Got him.
Hit the brakes and slid right into the back of him. I was like, okay, can't do that anymore.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you learned it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you learned it, man. Keep your emotions in check. Your emotions will get you, bro. It's not worth it, bro. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. In other words, stay on your Dean. Don't crash out like Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. Oh, my God. Have y'all seen all of that mess?
Yeah, man, again.
Catching bits and pieces. I haven't seen the whole deal yet.
It's a whole lot of mess. Buddy crashed out. And, oh, my gosh, where is Kenny Vaccaro? Where is Kenny Vaccaro?
I was thinking the exact same thing, dude.
Bro, come on, man. This is my sister, right? Tyreek Hill is dating Kenny Vaccaro's sister, right?
Married to.
Married, yeah. Excuse me, married. Now, that's already something because he had, like, what, three break babies?
I think it might have been five.
Oh, got a whole starting five out there. Yeah, where's Kenny Vaccaro? Because Kenny Vaccaro's mom was there at Tyreek Hill's house, hiding in the closet.
Oh, jeez.
Scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, bro. Let's go to WPLG Local 10 News in Miami for this real crash out report.
A frantic 911 call this past Monday coming from the Porsche Design Building located on Sunny Isles Beach. The mother-in-law of Miami Dolphins star wide receiver.
Tyreek Hill.
The woman calling police concerned for her baby granddaughter.
No, you did it.
Don't intervene with him, ma'am.
He has the baby.
The police report says the caller identified as Alaysha Johnson Vaccaro telling officers Tyreek is very aggressive and impulsive and that he has anger issues.
Aggressive, impulsive, anger issues. Can somebody look up CTE? Is that it? I'm not sure.
Could be.
And she's afraid of her daughter. And when she saw Tyreek arguing and throwing her daughter's computer to the floor and later grabbing her grand...
Afraid of her daughter or afraid for her daughter?
She's afraid.
She said of.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Tyreek is very aggressive and impulsive and that he has anger issues. And she's afraid of her daughter. And when she saw Tyreek arguing and throwing her daughter's computer to the floor and later grabbing her granddaughter and start walking with her in his arms towards the balcony of their 35th floor residence, she called police.
Oh, my God.
The grandmother, so worried, at one point telling the operator she's hiding in a room.
I've been praying.
The police report says the argument started after Hill's wife accused him of not being involved enough with their daughter. Police let...
I'm not around enough. Give me the baby.
After finding no crime was committed, and Hill's wife, who told investigators she's in the process of filing for divorce, did not want to write a statement about the incident.
You got your mama-in-law in the closet, scared, calling 911, my boy? What are you doing, my guy? Throwing laptops around in the crib? Got the snatching a baby and walking towards the balcony? There's video of this.
Oh, there is.
Come
there,
on,
really?
You're crashing out, bro.
Yeah, that's the ultimate crash out right there, dude.
Couldn't have happened to a better person, though. I'm going to just say this. Wife says he gets angry and throws things when he gets mad. Mm. Come on.
I mean, but is that domestic violence? If it's hers, I think it is. If you snatch the phone out of her hand and throw it. But, I mean, you're breaking your stuff and you're in an argument about your child.
I totally 100%
get that. It happens every day. It's happening right now. Thousands of times.
But you got to calm it down. You can't be breaking stuff around this child. You're going to traumatize the hell out of this child. Yeah. And have some decorum. Her mother is here.
Yes.
What are you doing? Have some decorum, sir. Take that outside and you and your girl go for a walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And argue somewhere else. What are you doing, man? But yeah, she filed for divorce with the very next day. Said they were like going through couples counseling and it just wasn't working. So that right there maybe was the last straw. She filed for divorce. Some people are saying the mom and the girl kind of set that up to make it sound bad. The 911 call so they can go ahead and get that money during divorce.
Oh,
I don't know.
I don't know if you can fake something like that.
I want to see Kenny Vaccaro. Where are you at? He's a darn safety. That man is a wide receiver. You are made for this moment.
Yeah.
You're made for this moment.
I mean, I haven't seen him in a long time, but I did see him some years ago, and he was very physically impressive.
He's huge.
A monster.
He's a big old dude. Pause.
I'd be showing up pretty soon after that whole story.
Man, listen to this. This is Kenny Vaccaro's mom in the closet calling 911, bro.
I'm scared, okay?
I understand that. We already have help on the way.
Because this is way up high.
Stay in the line with me, okay?
His parents are coming, and he said that he's going to make his mom and them beat me up.
What?
That's mean. I'm going to make my mom beat you up.
My mom and them beat you up. Man, oh, my gosh. Don't crash out this weekend like Kenny Vaccaro here. I mean, not Kenny Vaccaro, excuse me. Tyreek Hill. Kenny, you are due for a crash out.
Yeah.
You're due with that one, bro. It's hard for me not to hold myself together. If I heard my mom in the closet scared of you.
Right.
I'm coming to see you, my guy. I'm coming to see you. We're riding out at noon.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. I have heard stories about brothers doing their best to try and defend, and the sister won't allow for it.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And then at some point, you're like, you know what? If this is really what you want, then you got to go ahead and sleep in this bed.
You might be right with them 18 side babies. Yeah, here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
I'm just running out of all kind of time for the things that I had set up here. It's crazy.
Go ahead, take it.
Yeah, blow out the
good,
six.
Buddy.
It's crazy. Chris Taylor, you guys familiar with Tolo Chris Taylor?
He
goes
know.
By MVP Luca 77.
You know who he is now?
Mm-hmm. Okay, why was he out there trolling ESPN writer Tim McMahon?
He's trying to be famous.
He's trolling him, bro.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They had a pregame chat.
Hey, Tim, your book sucks. Oh, wait, hold on. He's about to put out another
slide. Hold on. Did you hear Tim say you can't read?
Can you read?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Tim, your book sucks. Oh, wait, hold on. He's about to put out another slander article on Luca. Hold on. Breaking news, y'all. Breaking news. Luca drank a beer. Breaking news, y'all. Luca wasn't working out, everybody. Look for the tweet. Read the book. Nah. Everybody said it was over, bro, and it's back with a vengeance. With a vengeance. Yeah.
Why is he out there trolling?
I don't know.
Man like
just
that?
Heckling his balls
just
off.
Heckling.
Tim's trying to do a live shot for ESPN.
Yeah.
Better be lucky you had Tim out there in the light of day because you get him in a quiet, dark bar. Mm-mm. Start talking to him like that.
Yeah.
Tim's not to be fooled with, bro. Yeah. You're going to see a rather tall, imposing shadow lurking over you.
Pow!
Where'd everybody go?
What was that? Why is my ears ringing?
I saw him pin another rider against the wall by his throat.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Why you out there playing with Tim?
That's why he's so calm. Like Rick Carlisle going upside his head. Yeah. Jason Kidd. Yeah. Everybody doesn't like him. He's like, this is fine. This is my job. Yeah. You know, I'm here to be tough and confrontational. And, he walks that walk.
Jeez. Let's see. Oh, there was a guy he was talking to. Tim was talking to somebody out there. And your boy, Chris Taylor, MVP Luca 77 on Twitter, was like, that's your only fan.
Oh, he found a supporter. No, he found one. He found a supporter, dude. Tim found his one fan.
So rude.
Signed his book.
Dude's actually pretty funny, though.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Good heckler.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Let's see. Do we got time to do the home zone?
Yeah, I want to hear this.
You want to set it up, Dawson? Can you set that home zone up?
Yeah, okay.
I got
so
the clips for you.
So home zone, they're running this new ad. It's a parody of the situation here. You got the, I believe, the two owners.
Yeah.
The wife acting maybe as the general manager.
Yes.
And the husband acting as Patrick Dumont. If
yeah,
you will.
Absolutely. They got three different commercials, bro.
Wow.
This is a hell of a production they put together to troll the Mavs. This is how it started. Here she's letting the owner know that we're going to be trading our favorite sectional.
Listen, we're going to trade you. I know. You've been amazing. People love you. A top performer. One of the best sofas in the game. But let's be honest, you have been out of stock. You just couldn't keep up with demand. This might not make sense, but I gotta let you go. You know, shake things up a bit. What am I thinking? We'd be crazy to trade you.
Nice little setup, I get it.
Yep.
She's talking to a couch.
The acting, I'd say A+ for small business owners.
Really good, really good. Here she is talking to the boss man.
Dave, I have decided that we are trading our best-selling sectional.
Come again?
Sometimes you gotta shake things up.
You wanna trade the sectional everyone loves? The one I personally built to perfection?
We'll get something new in return.
Like what? Nothing even compares.
In a stunning decision, HomeZone has officially traded away its most beloved sectional, sending shockwaves through the furniture world.
We're gonna regret this.
Yeah.
Nah, it's gonna be great.
Nah, it's going to be great.
That's fantastic.
It's pretty good, man. A lot of action.
I think they missed an opportunity in the conclusion because they decided to bring the sofa back. They should have brought the sofa back just to visit for one day only.
Oh.
So the fans could come sit on the sofa but not actually keep it.
Gaslight them.
Yes.
Gaslight the sofa. Man, we love you so much. Everything you do. We made t-shirts and everything. We're treating you the way we should have treated you before.
Yeah. Is this a local furniture store?
Yes. Yes, they're everywhere, HomeZone, man.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Here's how it ended. Let's go. Oh, yeah, there's people all outside protesting and whatnot. You know, just kind of like the Mavs fans are right
Coffins
now.
Coffins and whatnot.
Yeah. Stop the trade.
Bring it back. You gave away my favorite sectional. How could you?
Yeah. Stop the trade. Bring it
back. So, how's that trade working out for you?
Okay, it's coming back.
After a massive public outcry, HomeZone has officially brought back the beloved sectional.
Yes. See, some trades are better when they're not made.
Wrapped it up like a sitcom, you know, at the end.
Yeah.
A little. Well, it worked on out at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It always, not here, though.
Always ends well.
Yeah.
Except for reality.
Yeah.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.